Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. Hi, boys and girls. I'd like to thank you to the show. I'm your host, whoever, whatever. Being bipolar, I'm kind of crazy about shit, so this is going to be a new segment. I'm going to try it out, see what happens. This is What If. I'm always sitting around thinking, because my mind does that, being bipolar and, you know, a little bit of schizophrenic in there, but what if God was human? You know, what if God was human? Think about it. He comes down to earth, or she, whenever they want, just to be amongst us humans and, you know, maybe push us along a little bit. Like, you know, for instance, some of the greatest minds in the world in history could have been God playing a joke on us or guiding us. Yeah. Others, they got aliens doing it, you know. Aliens are coming to our planet to guide us in the direction that they want us. You know, so it's like, what if God was human, right? And we've been put together slowly through hundreds of years, you know, because, you know, he was bored, or she was bored. So, you know, what if? Can you imagine that God coming down and saying, okay, I don't like the way this is going, so I'm going to just go ahead and do that. But see, what really pisses me off is that what if, you know, God came down and been human during the Holocaust? Well, don't you think he would have done something about that? I mean, what if, right? The Jewish people are the chosen ones, so why would God allow them to be massacred? Like, it seems though, every damn religion has something against the Jewish, because to me, Judea is like the beginning of your Christianity. I mean, they took bits and pieces and put things together to make it plausible, usable, however you want to call it. But some crazy shit, man. What if God came down on, you know, like occasions when he was bored upstairs and he was tired of watching shit? Or what if it was aliens that started us off? You know, they say that they put alien life on a meteor, right? And it hit our planet. And the meteor was like from Mars, dude. Mars, okay? So some say the aliens are guiding us, and we're like a big TV show. Some of our greatest modern philosophers, you know, of South Park. Yeah, I gotta praise those guys, man, because they're able to tell the future of what's going on. So, like, what if God came down and became the creators of South Park to tell us in a cartoon form how really stupid we are? You know? I mean, we gotta be pretty messed up as a human race to destroy our home. But hey, what if the aliens made us into a TV show, man? We are nothing but entertainment for the whole entire universe. Wouldn't that be a kick? All right, but anywho, what if, you know? It's like, what if God was a woman? And all of this was her way of getting back at Nan. weird, you know? That's that Amazon Venus stuff, you know? Mars, Venus, women, men, separation. But what if the higher power was not Abraham or Yahweh or Jesus? What if Mary Magdalene was God? And, you know, she came... Because Jesus, there's no way, okay? Jesus was just a prophet, and, you know, society made him son of God. But anyway, think about it, man. Mary Magdalene is God. Boy, that would really mess up the Catholic Church, wouldn't it? You know, what if? We all have what ifs, man. Our minds just go in so many different directions when we're just doing stupid shit. Like drugs. Yeah. Yeah, I'll burn some trees and I'll let my mind go. That's my meditation, man. I'll put on some music or I'll put on a good documentary. And then I'll what if, you know? What if? And I hate doing that shit because I always go into creating a better life for myself that I know is not achievable. So I what if myself into goals. Yeah. Anywho. And the world keeps turning and turning and turning. I have to apologize for that. My cats are going crazy, man. Alright, back to what ifs. Like, man, what if King Kong actually had a penis? Alright, man, think about that. Most gorillas, when you go to the zoo, is either throwing shit at you or jerking off. You know, so you get that interesting little... What if King Kong was a horny ape just like the rest of them? You know? Then you go to what if Godzilla got involved? Then you got ape on lizard stuff going on. That's really weird. Well, Godzilla can mate with himself anyway. It don't matter. But what if, man? Dude, what if you could cross the Hydra... Alright, so now, what if we have, like, a whole bunch of big monsters, right? Okay, and they're, like, trying to, I don't know, what if? You know, you can go forever thinking and thinking and thinking, what if, what if, what if? What if I go back in time, but I go to the ninth grade knowing... what I know now, going back then there, you know, going back in time, back in time. What if?
It's like back in booty, back in booty.
No, back in time, okay? Not the Back to the Future crap. No, 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 no. I'm talking real time travel, okay? Real. We all know it's happening, okay? Time travel is real. So this what if isn't about time traveling being real. We know it's real. The government's just hiding it because they keep going back and forth screwing shit up. Anyways, that's a what if. That's not real. Okay, time travel's real. Don't know about the government. Okay, so if the U.S. government is listening, I have no recollection, Senator, whatsoever of what I'm talking about. Okay, now, I have got a whole bunch of cats running around trying to climb the screens, and I'm doing a what if, burning trees with my music barely going, doing my what if segment. Basically, all it is me getting high and letting my mind go. What ifs, You know, things I think about while I'm sitting there trying to figure out what the hell I'm going to do. Oh, it's amazing. The mind distracts. Trying to take... It's like... What if you had complete control of your mind like a computer, man? Dude. I could program at night for my brain to wake up in the morning to program my brain for the day and then redo everything all over again every day. What if I could program my mind to be abnormal? I don't know. What if? Anyway, going back in time, ninth grade, knowing what I know now, dude, oh my God, playing the guitar, I would have written every awesome riff from the ninth grade up. I would be the greatest songwriter ever. And I would invest it all in Microsoft and Facebook. Yeah. And then I'd drop it and sell it all at age 21 after making $1 billion, right? Okay, so like I graduate high school, I get $1 billion after selling everything. What am I gonna do? I know what I would like to do. I would start a nonprofit organization. What I would do is, what if, right? Okay, what if? I would buy a nice 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath basement and about 100 acres. And I would fence it all completely in. You know, real good fencing. Big-ass, you know, castle walls. I want to put a moat in. I'm not going to get a castle. Wait, I'm going to build a castle. Hey, it's what if. It's my shit. I'll say what. I'm going to build a castle with a moat. And 2 moats around my garage, you know, where it's only a cool-ass drawbridge like in a Batman. And in the basement, I'm going to have a bat cave. That's right. What if, man? Bat cave. Then, after all that's taken care of and I have all my toys that I want and everything, I'll put all the money I have left into a nonprofit, so I could branch it off, and my entire family would be involved running it, right? They would have different sections. They would be responsible distributing the money, but my whole family has a great heart when it comes to a lot of different subjects that I love myself. It's like half of my family works at an animal shelter in Iowa. And God bless him, I love him to death, man. That is some hard work to deal with every day, especially if you're an animal lover, you know? So what if, like, my cousin out there would be running the animal shelters throughout the United States, man? Hell yeah, I think she would do a great job. Well, my whole family out there would, too. I mean, not only, it's Reda, it's Iowa. I mean, come on. That's farming country. You can smell the pigs in the morning when you wake up. Depending upon what part of the town you live in. Anyway, now. Okay, so, dude. We'd have the animals taken care of. Because I know she would do it. Then. Man. The veterans. Dude, man. I would organize. What if? You know, a company. A nonprofit company where you would train or retrain veterans into protecting the school systems. You know? Give them the opportunity to keep doing what the United States of America trained them to do. You know? Hey, go out. We're going to train you to kill. Oh, shit. 4 years? No. Come on back. Yeah. You get a 9-to-5 job now. After you split heads, you know, you're traumatized for life. But you know, what if, right? But that's what I would do. I would the veterans, man, I would get them some work, get them off the streets, and that would be with every city, man. We would plant different, you know, companies that would do nothing but organize patrols for school systems, you know, and colleges. There are veterans out there that we have trained and thrown away. And I tell you what, it pisses me off. So the people that we train to protect us and stand on that wall, they can do a great job protecting our children and educators. Yeah, that's another profit I'm thinking about. Then we would definitely have to have a section where I would probably take care of climate control / how to help the damn planet survive. I mean, I gotta tell you, as a human, we are a virus. So what if we get a nonprofit started where we can get scientists together and get some the fusion? If we could get more money and more people involved in the background and getting these things taken care of. Water is rising. We got to figure that out. We're losing permafrost, which is in turn airing out 10,000-year-old air, disease, dead carcasses. You've got bugs that are being de-thawed and grass being grazed on that hasn't been out for 10,000. You know, and we don't have the capacity to fight diseases that are 10,000 years old because we have nothing to compare it to. And in order to find a cure for a disease, you first ought to have a disease. Well, anthrax is coming back, peeps. But anywho, what if, right? So we get all kinds of scientists, we get a think tank going, and not just the United States, I'm talking about the world, because I gotta tell you, the United States is not pretty smart compared to, you know, all the other 26 nations before us. So we get everybody together, okay, and boom, I'll pay their wages. That's what the nonprofit's for. I'll make damn sure they're taking care of their families. Hell, I'll build one of them, like, cities they did for when they did the atomic bomb, you know? But I'll make it better. I'll give them plumbing indoors. And they'd have free Wi-Fi. Dude. And grocery services. I'd give them a Walmart right in the middle, right? So everybody could get delivery. And then we got to have all them. Man, I'm thinking, what if I could build a killer-ass city to make people happy? But think about it, man. Nonprofit towards climate control, where we can get some better ideas on how to get a cleaner atmosphere going. Yeah, because, you know, all these gases are pretty much screwing the air up. Anyway, do you know if we keep going in about 20 years, we'll be able to see grass on Antarctica? Yeah, there's only 2 miles of ice left. You know, so I figure if we waited out, water would rise, of course, because of the melting and everything. But, I mean, satellite view, we could finally figure out why Hitler was so... What if, man? Hitler in Antarctica. What if? Plus, also, there was this dude that said there was a portal of the inner chambers of the Earth going from North to Antarctica. You know, North Pole and Antarctica. Why? Why would somebody say that? Is it alien form? Is it just the planet Earth got a big old hole in it that filled with ice? Dude, what if it is actually a hole that was iced over, but because of the melting of the polar caps and the ice in Antarctica, that hole is going to get undone. Dude, that plug is going to come out. Now, whether it comes out slowly or aggressively depends on the safe word that you want to use. Whatever, right? Yeah, pull that plug out slowly, all right? Yeah. Anyway, what if, okay? So, man, I could nonprofits like a big dog. And like science as well as art, I would love to be able to start getting more involved in arts and shit like that, and more showings for young artists out there that want to get it out, publishing more things, getting more youth involved. I would have my nephews run a music department where they would promote up-and-coming acts and get them out there, you know. I understand that it's not one of those non-profit things, but you know what's best for somebody who loves music, loves to write music? You know what? Studio time. A little bit of extra cash. Things like that, you know? So, it's all what if, but if we could get the music mainstream back out of the computer technology and get it back into the studio where there's actually producers and engineers that can give you such great advice and what direction to go in. I mean, you see a lot of music out there being produced on the computer and put on YouTube or TikTok, and they're really good, really good. And if they had a production team and a crew that is actually looking out for them and not for the whole mighty dollar, you know, that can make a big difference in a musician's life. So, it would also go into the same aspect of keeping music in the schools. You know, music programs are essential. Band was key in my world. Choir? Oh, another one. Those were stepping stones in my foundation. So I would, what if, a nonprofit, sink money into music and the arts in the schools. You know, if not, fuck it, we'll start making schools. Shit, you could have your own private school system now. Why not? And pay the teachers what they damn well deserve. Make sure they all have free health care. You know, that's one thing that aggravates the piss out of me. What if everyone, I'm talking police department, the ambulance, the nurses, the staff members are there to help you. Mental health, psych, everybody that has something to do with helping and protecting and saving lives should not have to worry about medical insurance / pharmaceutical bills / having to worry about how they're going to pay for their family to survive medically. Okay, because we all know that medical insurance, pharmaceutical, it's about making the money here in the United States. Okay, so what if we start giving everybody that deserves it what they deserve? Better pay, free health care. But what if, right? That's one of the what ifs. But, you know, I digress. This is one of those, I'm sitting here thinking, why not let the world hear my what-ifs while I'm sitting there? Now, what we've covered tonight so far is that I'm pretty much fucked up in the head, okay? And the second thing that we've covered is that if King Kong actually had a penis, the whole entire planet would be pretty much screwed. Okay? Because he'd be looking for an ear to fuck. Every ape does. So, and finally, we all know that if I were to go back in time, have $1 billion, and spend all of it on basically a castle, a couple of really cool cars, a lot of guitars, and then the rest, funding the world and trying to reboot it. So, that's the crazy, psychotic what if. And listen, man, all of you what ifers out there, realize this, you're not alone, man. What if yourself? Because it's meditation. That's what she said. Hey, this is Doobie Snacks. Peace out. Love you. Bye-bye. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So, you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So, subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program, so stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program, so you can stop listening now. It's okay.